feeling. Here it is.
Talk
Flashback
Radio.
Friday. Thank God it's Friday. It's the Daily Go Get'emism show. And we are ready to cruise this thing into this three-day weekend. Labor Day is coming up. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should. Also, tonight on the Daily Go Get'emism show, we are talking about just because I'm not rich and successful. Just because I'm not rich. We were going to be rich one day, you know, most of us. Now, if you never told yourself that you were going to be rich when you grow up, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you because everybody I know said, listen, I'm going to be rich when I grow up. I'm going to have this. I'm going to have that. It all centered around a bunch of material things, you know, and it may have even had something to do with us wanting to take care of our families, you know, have some things, get some things for our people, our loved ones that we cared for. You know, we wanted to make them comfortable, especially, you know, those people who had grandparents that were elderly or you know, very, very helpful in their lives, even at an old age. So you hoped that they would be around when you grew up so you could give back to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, really make life comfortable and wonderful for them, regardless of what age frames that they may have been in. I know that's what type of time I was on. You know, you couldn't have told me that when I was younger that I wasn't going to be rich. I never really thought about being famous when I was young, but I did think that I was going to be rich. Like, we're going to get this money. As I grew up, I realize that not everybody thinks that way. Not everybody feels that way. Not everybody is conditioned that way. See, I had parents that concentrated on being successful, getting this money. I had one parent that said that we were rich. Now, when you tell a child that you're rich and you're pretty much reinforcing it by spoiling him or her, you know, or by them not really having to wait in line to get certain things that they want or whatever, they're going to believe it. Like, we have a nice house. We have nice cars. We dress nice. And the Christmases and birthdays are good. Rich enough for me, you know. But as I got older, I realized that could be done on a whole lot of different levels. Shoot, I knew people who lived in apartments who had a lot of stuff, or who had a lot of ambition, or who were taught to reach for the stars and be all you can be and make as much as you can and don't respect any limitations on your success. I knew people who were like that, but not everybody was raised like that. A lot of people were raised to just, you know, listen, you better get a job, or you better learn how to work this welfare check or whatever. Being rich was just a fantasy. That was a fantasy for a lot of people. I did not know that. I thought every kid had the ambition to be rich. Some rich and famous, but definitely have a lot of money and be able to live financially secure and comfortable. Doesn't apply to everybody. What about you? You know, did you have parents, even if they weren't rich, always kept their eyes on the prize and always encouraged you to want more? Go for yours. I don't care if you got to work 3, 4, 5 jobs. As long as you staying out of trouble, keeping your eyes on the prize, you can get it. And so when we talk about something like just because I'm not rich and successful, it's kind of born out of that feeling, that attitude, that teaching, that coaching. Like, yeah, you may not be rich, you know, 7-figure, 8-figure salary, but you might still be doing well for yourself. You might have a nice house out in the burbs, pool in the backyard, foreign rides out in the front, or even a very expensive American ride, whatever floats your boat. But you may be doing well for yourself. you know, in your five figures, in your six figures or whatever. Poverty is all about not being able to get the things that you want and or need. That's what poverty is. So as long as you are able to get the things that you want and need, poverty is not an issue for you at any income level. If the things that you want are small and you're able to get them, you're able to afford them, then you are successful enough. You may not be rich. But just because you're not rich does not mean that you can't have fun. It does not mean that you can't have the things that you want. It does not mean that you are not successful on some level. It does not mean that you are not a good example of what success can be for somebody else. So that's kind of like what we have to focus on, concentrate on, and remember at times when we may be getting down on ourselves, especially times when you may be feeling jealous or envious of someone else because you see they out there getting it. They out there getting it. It can be especially hard when you started out with somebody and it seems like they just stayed on the right track or made certain moves, got lucky in certain areas, made really good decisions for themselves, worked their plan, planned their work, planned their work and worked their plan and got it. Y'all started off the same thing. You know, y'all started off at the same pace. I watch a lot of, you know, y'all know I watch a lot of battle rap. I've always really, really been into hip hop. I'm a hip hop historian of sorts. And I watch a lot of documentaries. I watch a lot of what happened to this person and, you know, the rise and fall of this, that, and the third. And I watch a lot of stuff. Local rap acts, national, international rap acts, you know, not just rap music, but, you know, any entertainment source that interests me. It could be athletes or whatever. But it's intriguing to me to see a person that was on top. And if you get a chance to see their rise to the top and even their fall from grace, their stories are often very interesting stories. And they have a lot in common with each other, the rise and falls, the rises and falls. They have a lot in common with each other. So, but I watch a lot of those things. And y'all know the Philly rapper Meek Mill. Meek Mill is a success story, a big success story from Philly, because he's one of the few battle rappers who went from battle rap to actually rhyming on making records and becoming really, really big and successful doing it. A lot of cats from Philly, you know, rap, but they don't make it to the big, big stage under the really, really big lights. Meek Mill is a big success story because of his battle rap background. Now, the people who he was battling against and the crews that he was either down with or going against, they were all right there with Meek. Meek wasn't the best one. He was not the best battle rapper at all. Honestly, in Philly at the time, you know, we're talking about in the early 2000s, before he took off around, you know, 2011, 2012, when he got his deal and all that kind of stuff. But we're talking about in the Philly battle rap heyday, 2004, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, you know, when we was really, really, you know, rocking our styling and getting it in, Meek wasn't, I don't know if he would have been top five for those of us who were really into that. Now, I did think he was dope back then, but top five in the city, you know, along with the Joey Jahads, the Reed Dollarses, Cassidy, he was a battle rapper too. He took, you know what he did way before Meek. But the NHs, the Kabooms, and these may not be names that you know, but trust and believe, Meek Mill knows those names well because he was battling against those cats, making DVDs, going hard against those cats. And so they were ahead of him at the time, but he took off and beat them all. No, none of them can come remotely close to the success that Meek Mill has enjoyed and still does. So imagine how they feel. Not saying that they're jealous or anything like that, but can you imagine how they like, yo, we used to whoop his ass. You know what I'm saying? We used to beat him. We used to be able to beat him a cappella or on a beat or on the DVDs. We used to make records against each other. We was on our way to getting deals. This dude got a deal. He took off. So, you know, I'm sure there are times in their lives right now where they may be saying to themselves, Dad, I wish I would have done what Meek did. Meek is in a unique position, though, because he was battling against those guys, and sometimes it was more than just, it went more than just the records or the, it was more than just rap shit. He don't owe none of them. They can't go to Meek and be like, yo, man, you know what I mean? You know, you ain't look out for, no, he ain't supposed to look out for y'all. Y'all were the ops. But nonetheless, does it mean that those guys aren't legendary? Does it mean that they haven't done anything? Does it mean that they weren't successful in their own right doing other things? One thing is for sure, they are not rich and is famous in their own right, whether they're locally famous or whether they are nationally or internationally famous. Everybody got a cousin, an uncle, an auntie, or somebody who is a big star somewhere in their own right, or who was just so notorious, I don't want to say notorious in a bad way. But I mean, they were well known, and they were well respected by many, maybe any and all who knew them. We all have somebody like that, you know, like my cousin Macy Gray. Well, Macy Gray is my cousin. Her real name is Natalie McIntyre. And she's a Virgo. I need to put her on the birthday list. Natalie McIntyre. If y'all hear me, shout out Natalie McIntyre, because my cousin's birthday is coming up. It's it's coming up. You know what I mean? It's coming up. It's coming up. You know what I'm saying? September 6th. So, you know, my cousin's birthday come up on September 6th. Because it says right here, Natalie Renee McIntyre, born September 6th, 1967, the cousin of Omar McIntyre of the Daily Go-Get-Emism show. And she is known by her stage name, Macy Gray. Is an American R&B and soul singer and actress. She is known for her distinctive raspy voice and singing style, heavily influenced by Billie Holiday and her cousin, Omar. Yeah. She was born in Ohio, but they had moved over to the West Coast. But anyway, what up, Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious, greatest pearl in the world's most precious. Carol says, being rich is not always about material things. I'm just saying. I understand that. Ansel Jones says, what's the definition of being successful? It has a lot of definitions. It's definitely finishing what you start. is definitely following through on a goal that you set. You know what I mean? You got to finish the job to be successful. Even whether you become, whether you become rich or make a lot of money or whatever, you're successful when you complete the mission that you set forth. Success. You know, so you can be successful in business. You can be successful in relationships. You can be successful in love. You can be successful in your spirituality. But you have to follow through and you have to complete. You have to complete the things that you start. You cannot call yourself a success and you got all of this unfinished business. That is not what success is on any level. You got to finish. You got to finish that. So, Care Bear says, I was taught the same, Carol. Yeah. Keep your head to the stars. Care Bear says, rich to me isn't about possessions. You know what? I want to say that to me it is. I want the money rich. Because I've experienced all the other ones. Fuck all that. I want the money rich. Yeah. Other than that, you might be fortified, but I don't know if you're rich. Because rich sounds like you have an excess or surplus of money and possessions. Well, wealth is a different thing. Wealthy means that your money makes money. When you're wealthy, your shit just can't be taken away in one fell swoop. It can't be taken away in one fell swoop. So that's what we're talking about today on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This is The Daily Go Get a Business Show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains, every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mism Show, we are talking about just because I'm not rich and successful, just because I'm not rich and successful, just because I'm not rich and successful, doesn't, I'm not rich and successful, it doesn't really, I'm rich and successful, well, I want to be rich and successful, well, maybe one day I'll be rich and successful, but right now, I'm not rich and successful. I still have fun, but I'm not rich and successful. But I ain't got the money, but I'm rich and successful. But I'm gonna be rich and successful. When I get together, I'm rich and successful. What are we together? Rich and successful. We got a lot of shit together. Rich and successful. We gonna get a little bit rich and successful. We're gonna be rich and successful. Make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this Daily Go Get a Mism Show. I'm your host on 752, and we talk about just because I'm not rich and successful. What do you mean when you just because you're not rich and successful, it doesn't mean that you're a failure. Just because you're not rich and successful, it doesn't mean that you don't have no money. Just because you're not rich and successful, it doesn't mean that you can't have nice shit. And that's the thing that's most important to me. Just because you're not rich, it doesn't mean that you don't have nice shit. And just because you're not rich, it doesn't mean that you don't have the same things that people who are rich have. You can get, when it comes to things, you can find ways to get things. And it's funny, because we can finagle ways to get the things that we want that will make us either appear rich to those who have less than we have, or we can get the things that clearly show that we are living way above our means. But the hardest thing to get is the actual money. We can find ways to get houses, cars, because you don't have to buy a house. You can rent a house. Nobody knows. You know, like, you know, remember that show MTV Cribs? Did you know that most of the people who appeared on that show didn't own the houses that they were showcasing? Here they were showing off these houses. So at times when they were like, yo, I don't even know what this room is, they wasn't even bullshitting because it wasn't their house. It literally wasn't their house. They were renting the house. And sometimes they were renting the house just for that show because it gave them a little notoriety. And people thought that because they had these big, lavish homes, these big, lavish, beautiful homes, that they were getting money. And it kind of painted them in this successful light. And it translated, or so they thought it would translate into record sales and paraphernalia, you know, and more opportunities to make more money. So maybe one day they could live in those houses. But yeah, a lot of those times those houses weren't theirs. And that's the same thing that you can do. You can rent a house. You can rent a car. Look at all these parents. Look, back in the day, not so far back in the day, you would rent these stretch limos for prom. You know what I mean? Multiple people going on a prom, they in this big stretch limo. They made a limo out of everything. You know what I mean? I saw a Ford Expedition limo. Not a Lincoln Navigator limo, but a Ford Expedition limo. So, you know, listen. But it was a stretch. Thing was long, long, long. Thing looked like a centipede. But anyway, that's what we would do back in the day. Now, you know, parents be renting all kinds of luxurious foreign sports cars. You know, they renting Lamborghinis, they renting Aston Martins, they renting Audemars, and you know, just for the night. So you done spent $1,000 or more just to rent a car, making it look like you got all of this money, and it's all a look. That's all it is. It's just a look. You ain't got no money. But these are the things that you can do to appear like you have some money. But actually getting the money, that's what you can't do. You can't buy money to front. Damn, I'm lying, because you actually can. Rap, it's another thing that rappers do. You know, they're able to rent wads of cash that they can put in these videos. So it makes it look like, you know, they got all this money and all of that. That ain't their money. When the cameras rap and go and all of that, you got to give that money back. Put it right back from the source that you got it from. So it might be their producers or their managers or the record label owners, or somebody was able to get a bunch of cash that we can throw up and act, you know what I mean, and give the appearance of having all of this money on the set. But none of that money is yours. So the same way that you can rent cars and houses and clothes and jewelry, all of this stuff to make it appear like you got all of this, all of these trappings of success, you can do the same thing with money. God damn, I almost forgot that in real time. You certainly can. So a lot of things you see on those videos, all of that stuff might be rented. None of that stuff might be theirs. From the jewelry to the house, to the cars, to the actual money. Of course, the girls that you see in the video. You know, you can buy a lot of things that will give you the appearance of having money. But actually having the money, not the money that you rented for the photo shoot, but the actual money that you get to keep, that you get to work, that you get to spend, that you get to invest, that you get to save, That's a hard thing to do. I mean, that's a lot hard thing to get for friends. A little difficult. Care Bear says success is a state of mind and a state of action. Okay, I'll go for that. Stacey White says you can have fame and don't have to have fortune. Well, I'm gonna tell you this: you can have money without being famous. But your fame should translate into you having money. Because what's the point? You know, one of the reasons that athletes want to make it into the Hall of Fame, especially like the football or baseball Hall of Fame, because the baseball and the football Hall of Fame, those are the only real Hall of Fame. Like that NBA and NHL Hall of Fame, they let anybody in that shit. The NBA Hall of Fame is a stone cold joke. But it's so hard to get in to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, and it's so hard to get into the NFL Hall of Fame, that if you get in that shit, you're going to always be able to make money, because you can go to trade shows, you can go to card shows. You can all your autograph and your Hall of Fame status will get you bookings, interviews, or whatever. You will be paid for the rest of your life. It's basically your pension plan. So that's why it's important. The fame should garner mad checks for you. You should not be famous and have to worry about getting paid. Even though we know of a bunch of stories where people were internationally famous and doing all of these shows and entertainment and weren't getting paid, but it wasn't because they weren't making money. They weren't getting paid. It's not that they weren't making money. They didn't know enough about the business, you know, to be able to write their own ticket, but they was making money. They just needed to focus on making the money for themselves. So yeah, the fame should get you mad checks. It should keep you wealthy. It should make sure that you are never hungry. Shoot. Even if the only thing that you are enjoying is not having to pay for things. Do you think that Nick Foles, the Super Bowl MVP quarterback for the Eagles in 2018, or Doug Peterson, the coach, the head coach of that team, they'll never have to pay for a meal in this country, in this city, ever. I don't care what restaurant, and I don't care how many times they go to the restaurant. Every night of the week, they can go to Del Frisco's. They can go to Ruth Chris. They can go to any restaurant that they want, 5-star all the way down to the Poppy Store. Oh, yeah, here you go, Doug. Nick. Because their fame gets them that. I mean, can you imagine? I don't care what happens to Beyonce and somebody like Rihanna, Jay-Z, or whatever. They will never have a chance to be our kind of broke again. I don't care what they do. They could give away 100% of all of their money and assets right now. They would have more money than me and you would make in a year the next day. All they have to do is show up in places. People want to start throwing up. Like, yo, if you can show up here tomorrow, we can give you this much money, but they're going to be richer than us. So, yeah, your fame should give you, it should make money for you. Real fame, though. I ain't talking about, you know, you was the bow-legged dude from around the way with wavy hair that was fucking all the Johns. I ain't talking about that. That's not really famous. I mean, you know, you a hood superstar, but you ain't famous. Like, they don't even know you out in West Philly, dog. They don't even know you out in West Philly. You about as local as they come. Carol Chamberlain says, I prefer to be low-key when it comes to showing what I have. I could dig it. And unfortunately, that's because we don't have enough to be able to be okay if somebody takes it away. Sure, we can buy it again, but when we lose it, we really lost it. You know. But nonetheless, we was able to get it. And that's what we have to concentrate on. That's what we have to focus on. Ansel says, people don't need a company to start their own business. This is a generation for ownership.
Kinda.
Stacey White says, you have to love what you really do. It helps. But it's not a requirement. There are plenty of things that people do just for money, and they don't even really like it. Or maybe they don't like it anymore. I don't really think that most prostitutes really enjoy having sex. They do it because they may be good at it and because it generates a lot of money. But I don't think that it makes them feel good about themselves. You know? I don't think so. But they can do it. Shoot. A lot of jobs that we work on, y'all might be great at your jobs. Like, yo, you know, your boss may really love you. They may really depend on you all the time. And you might be like, man, I got to get up out of this thing. I know that's how I am. I can't wait till I don't have to work for the man no more. It's the only thing I want to be able to do is not have to depend on dude. Stacey White says, it helps a whole lot. Do you know how many times I really wanted to quit? Now, I don't know how many, but I know where you're coming from. Because if I had it like that, I would be gone today. You know how people be like, yo, if I won the lottery, I would still work because, man, I'm blue. Bugging. I wish I would. I'm like, so you mean to tell me you can't find nothing better to do with your life and your world than to come punch this clock every day? Well, you don't need to ever get this money. You need to stay broke. You need to stay broke, fool. If I ever hit the lottery or something like that, I wouldn't even work for fun. Not even for fun. And no, I'm not giving away all my money either. Like, you know what I mean? I got people who I love and people who love me, and they going to get something, and nobody else ain't getting shit. I ain't going to be looking out for motherfuckers just because. Shit. I mean, unless that's what I was doing before. If I wasn't doing that before, I ain't doing it now. There are levels to this thing. So just because you're not rich and successful doesn't mean that you don't give away that you don't give charity. Just because you're not rich and successful doesn't mean that you don't help out. Just because you're not rich and successful doesn't mean that you don't donate. Just because you're not rich and successful doesn't mean that you don't contribute heavily. Just because you're not rich and successful doesn't mean that you're not an essential part, an essential piece of the puzzle of the big puzzle that is rich and famous. Just because you are personally not there or where you want to be, it does not mean that your contribution is minimized in any way. You might be part of the big picture. You the big piece of the chicken, baby. You is a center breast. Yes, you is. And you got a chicken wing attached to you. and maybe even you a half chicken. You a half chicken, baby. You got a drumstick, a thigh, and a whole wing attached to your ass with breast. Use a half chicken, baby. Ain't nothing like a half chicken dinner. Half chicken dinner is a winner. I use a half chicken, baby. Use a winner. Use a winner. You have chicken dinner. Chicken dinner. Use a winner. Use a winner, baby. I use a half chicken dinner. You can get famous and win the prize in a chick with the girls and guys. And you be the one that everybody feasts the eyes on. And they saying that I want to be like him. The kids are looking at you. Want to be like them. Yeah, I look up to my brother. Look up to my father. I don't bother to ever feel like I got to put them down. And I be feeling real good and proud when they come around. I'm down like a submarine, keep my sneaks clean, make sure that you understand what I mean. And I'ma always be there for you, bro. And I'ma, no matter how much money and dough, I'm always going to share it with you. And I'm going to make sure that you get through too. And I know, all right. And so Joan says, you still need a steady income. How long will $1 million last if you stop working? Man, I ain't talking about no $1 million. But I would quit my job if I had $1 million. I don't need my job. It would take me a long time to make $1 million at my job. It'd take me at least 10 years. At least that. So, yeah, we out. And I'm saying bye-bye, don't go. I go bye-bye, because I can take $1 million and flip that thing hard. I ain't spending all the money right in the one-shot deal. I feel like if you give me your meal, I'll give you something you feel. And I can take care of a lot of people. And I can make sure open up business like a steeple, like a church, you know, tax-free. But yeah, you need something fly, just ask me. We going to build. We going to make sure we pay the bills. We going to do all the things to give you the excitement and thrill. It's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. You give me that million and 100K. Yeah. 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 $1 million. People act like $1 million. Somebody just told me the other day that $1 million ain't a lot of money. I'm like, it may not make you rich anymore, but it's still a lot of money. It sure is. Because you ain't stuffing $1 million in a duffel bag. That would have to be an awfully big duffel bag. Social media thinking that just because you got big bills, you can make $1 million look like a regular amount of money. No, you can't. It's a lot of money. It's $1 million. It's $1 million. And I ain't never seen nobody who had $1 million cash that was broke. So give me the meal, and I'll do the rest. But I won't be pumping. I won't be going in to work the next day, or the one after that, or the one after that, or the one after that. I'm gonna make. You said we need a steady income. Well, that million is gonna make me one easily. I'm gonna go around the corner and buy the poppy store. Speaking of the poppy store, how much money does the cook in the back of the poppy store make? You know, the cheese steak and hoagie maker. You know, the fried dropper and the burger fryer. How much have you ever thought about it? Yeah, Hispanic boy in the back. What's he making? You know, the Dominican boy. Barely speak English, but knows enough English to be able to take your orders. How much money does he make? I thought about that shit yesterday because I was getting a hoagie and some fries, right? Was that yesterday? Yeah. Myself, you know, I never really thought of this. Are they jerking the bull? Because he's cooking all day, and they making mad dough. I don't know about the poppy store around y'all way, man, but the ones around my way, in and out. Niggas is in and out all day, all day, all day, all day. The food is selling. The food is selling. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner is selling, selling, selling. How much money are they paying the poppy boy for making the food? Nobody complaining about the food. They ain't like, yeah, poppy be doing thing. Poppy, I called in an hour ago. Man, how my food ain't ready? My friend, it'll be ready in a minute. I know we got your call. It's only green right now. Yeah, but Poppy was an hour ago. It should already been ready. Pop, I'm in a hurry. Okay, calm down, man. Calm down. Everybody, we're going to give you food. Preparando tu comida. Haciendo. Hey, yo, usted, chill. Tranquilo, usted. All right. Carol says, I do know a few Ansel who have invested wisely. Daisy White says, I love being a homemaker. Mm. Carol says, I don't think he makes a lot. You know, I would just like to, Carol, if he was working in a regular restaurant, he would be getting money. I mean, he's worth at least $500-$600 a week, easy. You know how much money they make off of that food? Cheese steaks and hoagies high now. You know what I mean? Like, what we getting? How much money you making, Pop? Yo, man, put some adobo on that shit, Poppy. Yeah, put some adobo. Put some adobo, some oregano on this shit, man. Some of the Parmesan cheese on this shit. Put this shit on there, Poppy. Yeah, put all that shit on there. Give me some of them red pepper seeds, too. Give me some of the red pepper seeds. Yeah, Pop. Yeah, man. Now, when it was the Chinks making that shit, we ain't give them no respect. Hey, yo, Lee, man. Oh, man, hurry up, man. Give me a pork chop sandwich, man. Give me more fucking shrimp fried rice. Give me a pork chop sandwich. Hey, yo, Lee, man. You know what I mean? You banging on a bulletproof glass, but you don't see him out front. Hey, yo, Lee. Lee, come on, man. Hurry fuck up. Yo, let me get pork chop sandwiches, small shrimp fried rice, and let me get a Snickers and shit. Don't give me the cold Snickers. That should be hard as shit. Give me the Snickers that been out for a minute. Give me a Snickers. Yo, little man, what you want, man? Oh, you want some worms? Give me some worms and some Sour Patch Kids. Box of Mikey Nights and some Cherry Chan. What else? Yo, how long for my sandwich get made, Lee? Oh, and give me change for a dollar. I'm gonna play this Donkey Kong. Poppy don't know nothing about what we put Lee through. It's change. Hey, fuck up. Come on here. Shit. Let me get six chicken wings and shit. And you can get a chicken fried rice, man, but use the real chicken. I don't know what the fuck that shit is. Y'all be cooking, man. That shit don't be, but anyway, give me chicken fried rice and shit. How much? What y'all went up? got the number. I ain't paying him. He better take this little money here. No, no, no. That's not enough. You're not good. I'm not making food. Come on, fool. Stop fucking playing. Yesterday, that shit was only $4. Oh, the price different now. You look up. The price different. You want menu? Fuck out of here. That's why I don't like y'all motherfuckers, man. You give them my fucking nerves. Shit. Just stank ass. Where you doing that? Niggas is trash. Niggas is mad trash. We will put Poppy through that. You know, Poppy, we know his real name and shit. We ain't know what the chick's real name was. Who's their name? All right, anyway. So he like says, I think he makes a lot or he wouldn't be doing it. Nah, because you got to think of, they come from foreign countries. So a lot of them are here on temporary visas and whatever. So they'll take whatever little bit of money that you pay them. And they work hard for that shit. Be thankful for it because our money is our little bit of money is a lot of money where they come from. So, and so says it's cheaper to buy bread and meat to make one. They don't taste the same. Care Bear says they pay them $150 a week under the table. Ooh, man, let me find out. Care Bear says plus he gets to eat what he wants. Yo, Hernandez! Hey, come on, man. Your wine, man. Come on. Fuck, man. Yo, that sandwich was kind of... That hoagie was light. Let me see. Put some more meat on that shit. Being cheap. Anyway, says, what's up with the black people when it comes to Snickers? Snickers is good. Loreen Page. Lori says, now it's $15. That's what I'm saying. Shit done went up. Shit done went up. Hey, yo, fool. Stop being another guy. What do you want? Loreen Page says, hey, fam. Son doing the right thing. No, I'm doing Hung Hing Chinese food right around the corner. But you know what? It actually closed recently, but it was at Queen Lane and Pulaski. Or was it Mars? Yeah, it was Queen Lane and Mars. Yeah. Get change for a dollar, man. No change. Man, I'm going to play Donkey Kong. Miss Pac-Man. That's do the right thing was low key compared to the shit. That's all. They used to take little kids and like you know how the bulletproof glass was like it was like a little corridor. So you had to go like this way. They would put the kids up there so they could reach around and grab whatever they had stacked. Right beside the bulletproof glass. I'd be in there like... And they never got caught. Never got caught. I was like, man, this shit wild. That shit wild. Care Bear says, Chinese food made by Koreans. Well, Korean food and Chinese food is the same shit. What are you going to say? Mandarin food? I mean, rice is rice. Like, no, this is Hunan, not Sichuan. Like, so one is hot and the other. I'm saying, man, my shit, I don't mess with that Hunan shit. I fuck with the Sichuan. Care Bear says, not the same. Yeah, it's the same. It's the same. White rice. Chicken. Red sauce. soy sauce, duck sauce. Anyway, it said Chinese and American food. You ain't had a cheesesteak till you had a cheesesteak at the Chinese spot. Anyway, it's time to get on up out of here. Look. Just because I'm not rich, rich and famous. Just because I'm not rich, rich and successful. Just because I'm not rich and successful. Just because I'm not rich and successful doesn't mean that I'm not a go-getter, better motherfucker. Can't do what I do, can have what I have, know what I know, yeah, is it so? You know how it go, you know how we take off from the key, yeah, it's all about me and he who tried to take down my movement is going to have to get out of improvement. And I got to thank all the smash, got something for the girls, got something for that ass to pass all my tests. I'm the best that you knows this. And I suppose this is the best way to go. And I'm on the right track. And I'm going to be successful knowing how to act. If I got $100,000, can I holler? Can I be a scholar? If I owe a lot of money to that bank, I was still kind of blessed. Like, thank the Lord for putting me on. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I got to give thanks out to God. All right. Okay, it says, I worked with Koreans, Chinese, and Thai in New York City. They taught me that it's not the same. Oh, that's because you're from New York, and Philly is the same. Simple as that. See, in New York, you got to be separating this. No, we ain't got to do that here. Mm-mm. This is that. Like, all people from the Caribbean are Jamaican. We ain't got to be doing all of that. Fuck out of here. You from Barbados. Okay, you Jamaican. See, New York, y'all got to separate. We don't have to do that. You black or you ain't. You white or you ain't. You Chinese or you ain't. All right. Let's go. No, Mandarin is the... Well, all right. Anyway, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. September 1st. And they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Cal Doon, my brother Cal Doon. Hi, T-Osh. Shakir, happy birthday to you, my brother. And also, he's a go-getter. And he comes to the show. And also, Talisha Colbert, happy birthday to you. And also, Camille Miller, turning 53 years old today because she's a 1970 baby with the blind, with the crippled, the crazy. And also, Althea Hogan McCant, happy birthday to you. And Nicole Alexander, turning 50 years old today. And Charmel Canelli Ross, happy birthday to you. And Greg D. Moore, he's raising money for Maui Food Bank Incorporated. And also Tamara Nelson, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Derek Fox, turning 61 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious. September 1st, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on into the jam, the jam, the rock out, rock on into the jam, rock out, rock on into the jam, sing it, do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, well, you might not be rich and successful. It doesn't merely mean that you can't have a mouthful. It doesn't mean that you ate with a silver spoon, but it doesn't mean that you'll be tightening up your belt soon. You can still have a lot of stuff, a nice home, nice car, and feel like a star. Whether local, national, or international, your people know they won't get back to you. When you call them, you get a lot of love. And they make sure that you don't get pushed and shoved and make people be bullying you. And they not going to be sullying you. Yo, you going to have a lot of things in your lifetime. But make sure you don't have to drop dimes on the next man getting all hateful. Make sure you fight for, yo, just be delightful, rightful, playful, what you're taking in this world. And you might even have a little dime, girl. But whatever you do, rich and successful too, you still got a lot to do. You got to raise your spirituality. You make sure you don't have the technicalities that would make you feel like you's a sucker. Because you're going to be all right. You see what I'm talking? All right, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitation. I love y'all. Right back to life. We will be back tomorrow. Hold on. We might be back tomorrow. 1 o'clock. It's a little iffy. I got to take Yanni back tomorrow, and this is, but what I'm thinking is, however I do it, I'll make sure that I'm either going to do the show on location, or I'll be here, but either way, I don't think it's going to happen at exactly 1 o'clock, so stay tuned, because there will be a show tomorrow, no matter what, but I'm thinking, maybe just to be on the safe side, I'm going to do the birthday shout-outs for tomorrow now so we don't get that messed up. So number one out the box for tomorrow on the second, go get a Savoy Build and Destroy. I said Savoy Build and Destroy Wilkins and also Sedina Edie turning 60 years old today. And Savoy is turning 60 years old today also and turning 70 years old. Francine Jacobs. Happy birthday to you and Chantel, and that's all it says. And also Keisha Hall, turning 37 years old today, and Ebony Thompson, and also Angela Young Tillman and Valerie LaBar Johnson, last but not least. So I'll repeat them again tomorrow, but the only one that matters on here is the boy. Cause she the go getter. She the go getter. And been down like a submarine since day one, since she came on this show to see the sun. So she matters like black lives. And if I don't get a chance to say it tomorrow, back still the bar, bro, there won't be no sorrow. The sun will come out. All right, let's get them out of here, man. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. All right. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.